Welcome to The Prep Room, the official podcast of NBE Wizard. Focused, strategic, NBE ready. I'm Cody Walker, funeral director, embalmer, educator, and I'm here to help you cut through the noise and prepare to get NBE ready. Let's do it. Hey, everyone, and welcome to our very first episode of The Prep Room. I'm Cody Walker, licensed funeral director, embalmer, funeral service educator, and co-founder of MBE Wizard. This show is for all of you mortuary school students and graduates out there that are preparing or maybe worrying about preparing for the National Board Exam. And let me tell you, this entire community, we're here to help guide you through it. This episode is very special, not only because it's our pilot episode of the show, but also because I'm joined by someone you may not hear from every week, but who's been a huge part of bringing this podcast and MBE Wizard to life. My oldest friend and co-founder of MBE Wizard, please allow me to introduce Robert.
Hey, everyone. I'm Robert Register, co-founder of MBE Wizard and producer of The Prep Room. Cody and I have been friends since high school, through college, and now we're building this together. Not just business partners, but as people who actually care about helping people just like you succeed.
All right, let me tell you all right up front what you can expect every week on The Prep Room. There will be a guest that will have something important and impactful to share with us. Now, the guest will normally be a funeral service professional, but there will also be others that can contribute and help with success. With each guest, we'll discuss their experience in preparing for and taking the MBE and any advice that they may have to impart. We'll also include some study strategies and test day tips. We'll have a brief, focused breakdown of a key concept from arts or sciences, and maybe the most important part, real motivation to keep you moving forward. It's the most important part.
While I'll be mostly behind the scenes, I will pop in from time to time, especially if I have tech tips or see cool trends in how students are successfully preparing.
So who's this podcast for? This podcast is for you if you're a student just starting out in mortuary college, a candidate approaching the exam, a retester looking for a new or refined approach, or just someone who needs a little structure and support. We're here to help you go from anxious to confident, one episode at a time. So let me tell y'all our promise. Our promise is we'll keep it focused, strategic, and always honest. We'll even have a little fun along the way. You'll always walk away from every episode with something useful. That's our goal. We'll always strive to remain positive, but that doesn't mean we don't recognize and understand the difficulty of the MBE. But we also know you can do it. And this is very important. If you're looking for top secret tips or insider knowledge on the exam, you will not get them here. We will not discuss actual questions from the exam, and we'll never discuss actual questions with those who have taken the MBE. Because, well, that's unethical and it's illegal.
Yep. And I am not even in the funeral profession. I know less about it than most of you out there. But Cody, I do remember you going through school and preparing to take the MBE. I seem to remember you being just a bit stressed out over it. I think this is the perfect time for you to share your MBE story, because I somewhat remember it, but I think our listeners need to hear what it was like from your perspective.
Robert, you're going to give me a complete PTSD meltdown going back to that time and thinking about it. But yeah, man, let's talk about it. So I graduated from Dallas Institute of Funeral Service back in 2004, long, long time ago. And Robert, I remember you coming to my graduation. But that just happens to be when the MBE switched from a hard copy exam, a pencil on a Scantron, to a computerized exam. I was the first group that graduated from Dallas that took it on computer. So I was living in the Fort Worth area at the time, as I still do. And at that time, there was only one testing center in the entire Dallas-Fort Worth area. So a little bit of perspective for those of you not familiar with Texas. The Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area is actually larger than the entire state of Rhode Island. So just because something's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area doesn't mean it's close. I scheduled both sections on the same day. I think I did arts in the morning and science in the afternoon, but I really don't remember for sure. Regardless, I scheduled the first exam for as early as was possible on their schedule. So I got up super early to make the hour or so drive and ended up getting there way too early. And as Robert knows, I always like to be places early. I was taught early is on time is late, late is fired. So I always like to be early. I was way too nervous just to sit there in the car, and I'd already reviewed to the point that my brain felt overloaded as it was. So I'm not normally much of a breakfast eater, but there was a Denny's very near the testing center. Now, Robert and I spent a lot of time in IHOP in college, so I would have preferred IHOP, but I went to the Denny's. I went in, I sat down for breakfast, and I think it was the first time in my life that I ordered chicken fried steak and eggs for breakfast. I don't know what caused me to do that. We'll come back to that in a little while, but anyway, that's what I had. After breakfast, I headed over to the testing center. Now, this was, I think, literally the first time I'd ever taken an exam on a computer. At that time, just to give you a little bit more perspective, you'll get a kick out of this, Robert. I remember doing a research paper when I was in mortuary school, and I had to save it on a floppy disk and turn in the floppy disk. That was part of the assignment. But at that time, we didn't have all the LMS, learning management systems, and testing platforms that we have now. So I checked in, and I was shown to a computer. I worked my way through the exam, and by the time I got to the end, I was convinced there was no way I'd passed it. At that time, the score outcome, it didn't show on the screen as I believe it does now. It printed out on a printer behind the front desk. I stood at the front desk for what seemed like an eternity. I could see my printout on the printer, but I couldn't see if I passed or not. Finally, the person working there came over and handed me the printout, and I had passed. I'll never forget that feeling. Now, I had nowhere to go while I waited for the next section. I think it was a couple hours later. I seem to recall, and I think I went to a Starbucks. I had some sort of coffee drink, which I'm not a big coffee drinker. And I ended up reading a book that I had in my car, a book not related to the MBE. I went back when it was time. I took the science section, and again, I hit submit or whatever the final button it was. And I went up front to get my results, and I could see that sheet laying on the printer back there behind the front desk, but again, I couldn't see if I passed. This time, I could see the front desk person sitting back in a break room area. I stood there, and I stood there, and I stood there until she finally came up. I think she was back there eating something, but I may have given her a few dirty looks, and finally she came up. And I'd passed that section as well. So I passed both sections the first time. I've half jokingly said over the years, I think it was a computer glitch because it was a new system. But I've also contributed my success to the chicken fried steak and eggs. So here's your tip for the week. If you're taking it in the morning, go eat chicken fried steak and eggs for testing and you'll pass. And I'm joking, but maybe it did something to help. I don't know.
Well, I think I was working out of town at the time. I remember getting an email from you and how relieved you were.
Yeah, Robert, I think you were working in, shall we say, other parts of the world doing things we probably can't talk about on this show.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about that here. But how did you prepare between graduation and test day?
I'll take your cue that you're changing the subject there. Yeah, so a little bit. I wish I could say I had a structured study plan and was totally prepared, but I didn't. I felt more like I was winging it. I was working at a funeral home at the time. I was working visitations. I was making removals. I was helping with embalming. I was working all day and it seemed like most of the time all night doing all those time consuming duties. Over the years, I thought back to that time and how there had to have been a better way. I truly believe I would have felt more confident and much less anxious if I'd focused on key concepts, testing myself smarter, had a support network, and I really think it would have changed everything.
Well, that's part of what inspired MBE Wizard, right?
Yep, it sure is. I wanted to build what I wish I had. A way to study that felt strategic and gave me actual feedback, not just hope and highlighters. And I'm talking about actual highlighters because I had paper notes and real textbooks back then.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and feeling like Cody did back then, overwhelmed, unsure, burnout, just know you're not alone. That's what the prep room is here for.
That's exactly right, Robert. If I can do it, so can all of you. We're just going to give you the roadmap I didn't have. Robert, can you explain what MBE Wizard actually offers?
Sure. MBE Wizard is an online learning platform custom tailored for funeral service. Using the power of question bank learning, it offers MBE-style practice questions, key concept reviews, and analytics to help you prep smarter.
And Robert, this was a new term for me before I started researching. What is question bank learning?
Question bank learning is a study method that uses large sets of carefully designed practice questions, known as question banks, to help students master content through active recall, repetition, and feedback. At MBE Wizard, our question bank is more than just random quizzes. It's a strategic learning system built specifically for the National Board.
So for example, y'all, each question does correspond to a testable domain from the MBE, is directly tied to a textbook from which MBE questions are written, and there's a reference in each question to where it can be found. And after you complete the exam, and this is what I think is the best part, you don't just see if you got the question right or wrong. You'll get an explanation of the correct answer and an explanation of the incorrect answers. Robert, I know you're in Louisiana and I'm from Louisiana. That's kind of the secret to the gumbo there. I think that's what really makes it good.
Yeah, we know this is a great system and we know it can help you.
Robert, you are absolutely right. I believe it's a great and valuable tool. But if you're here right now just for the support and you're not actually using MBE Wizard, that's perfectly fine. You will absolutely, I believe, get something valuable out of every episode, and you are always welcome here in the prep room.
I hear we have some exciting guests lined up.
We certainly do. Our next episode, we're going to be joined by fellow Texan funeral director and embalmer, a great friend of mine, Ms. Jay Dacus. In addition to being a funeral director and embalmer, she is also a therapist. She's going to be talking about her MBE experience and helping us in all those ways, but she's also going to give some incredible tips on testing anxiety and just the general nerves that can come with preparing, and especially on test day. And y'all, I know that test anxiety is a real thing. I know it is. And if you do have test anxiety, that does not mean you can't be successful. There are ways to help. And Jade's going to be covering some of those. She has some really good tips. And also in a future episode, soon we're going to be joined by the one, the only, the great Valente Funk. He is also a Texas funeral director and embalmer, friend of mine, and is, if you were jamming at the beginning of the episode from that music, he is the very talented artist behind all the music here in the prep room.
Man, this is exciting. But don't forget to talk about the key concept of the day.
I'm glad you reminded me. So let's talk about the key concept of the day. Key concept of the day that we're going to talk about is about community programs and how they promote healthy grief awareness. And Robert, I know you just attended a funeral this past weekend for a member of your family. So grief is real. And even though you're not in the funeral industry and day-to-day funeral service professional, grief is real, isn't it?
It really is. It's hard.
It is. It can be. And as funeral service professionals, we play a very powerful role beyond the service, not just in taking care of the remains and preparing for the services and actually directing, carrying out the services. But we also, as funeral service professionals, should always offer support in community-based programs. Through that support, we can educate the public on normal grief responses. We can assure the public that grief is normal, that it is normal to experience that grief. We can encourage open conversations about death and loss. We can provide supportive resources and referrals. And very importantly, we can reduce stigma and foster healing within the community. Grief education, it serves to build trust, connection, and also long-term relationships for the funeral service provider. And remember, in addition to other aftercare, support doesn't end at the time of the service. When the lid goes on the vault, or when the dirt goes in the grave, or when we present those cremated remains in that urn to that family, it doesn't end right then. Grief starts in the community, and that's where that support for grief starts. To learn more about this and other key concepts, Robert, everybody can follow us at MBE Wizard. There's a key concept of the day that is featured every single day on our Facebook page. Join us there and get the key concept of the day. And you can always learn more about what we have available on our website at mbewizard.com. Hey, y'all. Robert, thanks for joining me. I had fun hanging out with you, as always. Thanks for all that you do for MBE Wizard. And y'all, Robert, like I said, he won't be joining us every week, but he'll be dropping in from time to time. Yep. He can do those really cool Excel spreadsheets to give me a headache and look at the analytics on how everybody's performing and that's ways true. That we can help everyone. So, Robert, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
And just remember, you can do this. We're here for you. If there's any way that we can help or any ideas you have for future episodes, please feel free to drop us an email. And the email address, Robert, is
info@mbewizard.com.
info@mbewizard.com. Hey, and until next time, stay focused, stay strategic, stay MBE ready. See y'all later. Thanks for stopping by the Prep Room. Be sure to subscribe, rate the show, and share with your colleagues in funeral service. The views and opinions expressed by our guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of MBE Wizard, the Prep Room, show host, or producers. The content of this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, medical, or exam-specific advice. MBE Wizard and the Prep Room are not affiliated with or endorsed by the International Conference of Funeral Service Examining Boards, the National Board Exam, or the American Board of Funeral Service Education. We do not share, solicit, or discuss actual exam content. All strategies and insights are designed to support ethical, independent preparation. For official guidance, always consult your academic program and or state licensing board. Special thanks to Valenti for all the music used in this episode and every episode. Thanks, brother. If you're a funeral service professional, educator, or student with a story, insight, or strategy to share, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us at info@mbewizard.com. For more tips, tools, and test prep, follow MBE Wizard on social and visit mbewizard.com. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay focused, stay strategic, stay MBE ready. Stuff your face and feed your purse. Your children just keep getting worse. Why aren't you learning? Oh, my love. Healing tired of being lame. Hear what I'm saying. Give thanks for every single day you wake. Know that you're living this side of the grave. Try to make a friend, try to smile and wave. And when you got the blues, just say, yeah.